Wilmington residents are hearing the sounds of road repair on 3rd Street, along with construction around town. Crews on Gray Street are using a giant auger to drill holes in the earth, which they'll fill with cement for the foundation of a new hotel. Despite the current orchestra of construction, North Carolina AGC spokesperson Dave Simpson is hearing from Port City crews that they remain thirsty for work.
Contractors in New Hanover County area are telling me they are still hurting from a lack of construction work there. And the construction industry is hurting in New Hanover County, all of North Carolina, and all of South Carolina.
Dollars spent on construction within city limits did decline between October 2010 and the same month this year, falling from $10 million down to $6.5 million. But they also spiked last month at nearly $19 million. And New Hanover County Development Director Tony Roberts is seeing a rise in those numbers for projects across the county as a whole.
We had a significant increase in November over this same time last year, actually about 119% increase, so that was really big.
Roberts says that last month, the county issued permits for projects totaling more than $53 million compared to $24 million in November 2010. Simpson from the state AGC says there's a lag time between issuing those permits and actually getting hard hats and boots on the ground.
If there's a 119% increase in dollars spent this year, then I would optimistically hope that we would have a corresponding increase of the number of employees in Wilmington for the coming year.
Simpson also suspects that employment numbers may have declined as work wrapped up on the downtown convention center late last year, which brought in hundreds of jobs at its peak. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.